just start by telling me a little bit about what a withdrawal management center does? What kind of services do these provide generally?
Sure. So, you know, historically they've been called detox centers or detoxification centers, with the idea that people, you know, again, historically have gone to them because they were withdrawing from alcohol or benzodiazepines or some other sedative hypnotic type drug that can present a physiological as well as psychological danger from withdrawal. And so detoxification sort of referred to managing that withdrawal so that they didn't have seizures or other negative medical effects, because withdrawal from alcohol and barbiturates and benzodiazepines can be fatal. But recently, a lot of the people who have been going to detox centers have been going with addictions to opioid drugs, including heroin, but also some of the ones that are available by prescription, like OxyContin and Percocet and oxycodone. Withdrawal from those drugs is very uncomfortable but not fatal, so you can do it without medical assistance, but most people don't do it without some kind of replacement therapy because it's so uncomfortable. So the new thinking is pretty much that a withdrawal management center can do both things. It can help somebody detoxify from alcohol or benzodiazepines or a drug like that, or it can help somebody transition from the use of street opioids to the use of medications that are used to treat opioid addiction, like methadone or Suboxone. So this new withdrawal management center is kind of a new concept for Delaware anyway. I'm sure they're doing it in other places.
Sure. And so is this an inpatient center?
Yeah, it has. Well, it's got three components. It has 23-hour beds, which are for people who maybe need some observation to determine their level of need, to make sure that they don't need medically monitored withdrawal management. Some people might go into a 23-hour bed and it might become clear that maybe they're withdrawing from multiple substances and that they need to go into an overnight bed. And then the third level of care is an intensive outpatient program. So one of the issues with withdrawal management centers or detox centers is a lot of people go to them, they get off the drug that they were using or alcohol, but they don't ever follow up with any treatment in the community. So what happens with a lot of them is that they go in and out of that revolving door multiple times. Some people are admitted to a withdrawal management type program 40 times, but they never go to any other treatment. So the idea behind having this step-down unit right there in the same place is that if somebody comes in, they're in a 23-hour bed, they get started on a replacement medication, even if they get discharged, they can come right back the next day with help, transportation. Ultimately, we're going to help with some housing support. They can come right back the next day and continue their treatment until they're stabilized and they make that transition to a regular outpatient program. So the hope is to stop that revolving door.
And now I know you guys provide services across the state. Do you see a lot of patients from the downstate area? Is there a need there?
Oh, yes. We do serve people statewide. We have, right now, we have four clinics in the community that do medication-assisted treatment for opioid disorders. And the biggest one is on Kirkwood Highway, but the second biggest one is in Millsboro on Route 113. So, and that's pretty close to being as large as the one in Newark. So it serves 500-plus people a day. And when we first opened that clinic in Millsboro, people said to me, you're crazy, there's no demand, you're never going to be able to make this work. And initially, that's what it looked like. But over the last 2 years, every day we do intakes twice a week. We have 15 to 20 people every day that we do intakes there. So we knew from talking to the people there and also from talking to some people in western Sussex County, like Seaford, Laurel, that area, that there was a pretty critical demand and very, very few services.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting the sort of way that ticked up. Is there a stigma around getting people to come into these centers? How do you bring folks in who, you know, maybe haven't sought treatment before? I mean, it's an addiction, and that can be hard to kind of convince.
Well, there's sort of stigma that goes both ways, unfortunately. So even the people who are willing and able to come and they want to come and you know, they come voluntarily, they're sort of stigmatized by other people in the community sometimes. You know, so sometimes the neighbors of those programs, businesses around them, think all sorts of things. I mean, but, you know, not the least of which is that they're criminals, that they're going to do something that's going to harm other people in the neighborhood. And, you know, the truth is that they're more likely to do that if they're untreated than if they're treated.
Do you have a sense yet of how many folks you're going to be treating on a, I guess, weekly basis or whatever it would be at this new center?
I'm guessing that they'll fill up by the weekend. And once it fills up, then people will cycle through and cycle down into the intensive outpatient program, and that will provide beds for additional people. I know yesterday afternoon on one of the country radio stations in Kent County, the radio announcer said, you know, the top three things you need to know today, and the number one was that the new detox center was open, and he gave out the number. So, you know, among the general public, there's a perception that there's a critical need. I mean, I was shocked when I heard that.
Yeah, and I know that the state and also the federal government gave you some help with this, too. Can you talk about the funding for the center?
Right. So originally, the state of Delaware, this is one of the governor's initiatives. Governor Markell is concerned about the addictions epidemic, and he asked the legislature, not this last session, but the session before, to allocate some funds to expand withdrawal management opportunities as well as outpatient opportunities, and then in this last legislative session, residential and sober living opportunities, and he was successful in getting the legislature to adopt those budgetary objectives. So, you know, the state typically, when they have money for services like this, put a request for proposals out, and, you know, we bid on this one and some others as well, and we're successful. So the state paid for some startup costs, and then they'll be paying through Medicaid or directly through the Department of Health and Social Services fees for service on a per diem basis for people who come into the program. In addition to that, we were successful in getting a USDA loan for a little bit more than $5 million to buy and renovate the facility.
Okay, so for folks, you know, who may be looking for this kind of treatment, what's the way they go about getting into your center?
It's open around the clock, and we do take admissions around the clock. People do have to be 18 to be able to go. And we do also have a strong, what we call, recovery coach component, which means that a number of the people who work there are people who themselves are in recovery and can really help people who are ready for that to figure out the way that they can best create a recovery program for themselves. It's safe and secure, medically monitored, clinically managed. There are doctors and nurses there all the time. So it's, you know, kind of a combination of that medical piece and the recovery coaching piece that, you know, people need the medical support to get through the actual withdrawal, but they really need the recovery coaching piece to figure out what their next steps are.
Yeah, so I imagine you kind of keep them in the system with the center for a period of time and then refer them to some of your other services as they go forward.
That's right. So they go to that step-down unit if they're interested in doing that, or they can go on to residential treatment. But, you know, at the end of either residential or that step-down unit, they're ultimately going to end up going to someplace for outpatient treatment because it's a long-term recovery strategy. It takes a while.
Yeah, lifelong recovery in some cases.
It is a lifelong recovery process, right. And, you know, people go in and out of recovery, and, you know, our position is that we're always there and, you know, no harm, no foul. Our approach is harm reduction approach. You know, we want you to be as abstinent as you can for as long as you can and hopefully increase those periods of abstinence and decrease, you know, risky behaviors in the process.